Right now, terrorists are plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate. My wife and daughter have been targeted. And people that I work with may be involved in both. I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer, and today is the longest day of my life. The following takes place between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
Proceed to Palmer's Hotel.
What do you want me to do?
When your government abducted my father, they also froze $200 million of our assets. Palmer has the necessary clearance to unfreeze them.
So in the end, everything that happened today, this was because of money?
I wouldn't say that. That money is ours. We'll call Palmer at this number at exactly 10:45. Once I receive confirmation of the transfer, I'll give you further instructions.
What kind of instructions? You want me to take out Palmer?
Of course. That's why we let you go. That's why we have your daughter. Jack?
I'm still here.
Remember, we'll call at exactly 10:45. I trust I don't have to tell you what will happen if Palmer doesn't answer.
Hello, Patty.
You left the party early?
I wasn't in the mood. What's up?
I was just wondering if you had a chance to look at the Dallas schedule.
It's fine.
Good. Do you need anything else from me?
Sit down. A little while ago, we started down a road that was going to take us to a dangerous place.
I know, and I'm sorry.
Are you? Sorry?
I'm attracted to you, Senator. I always have been.
Meet me in 20 minutes, in room 907. I'll be waiting for you.
Oh, David, good. I need to talk to you for a second.
I'll just go make those changes to the schedule.
Thanks, Patty.
I told Keith and Nicole that we're going to stump it separately for the next couple of days.
What did they say?
They know we're not getting along, David.
Fine. What are they going to do?
They'll stay with me. Unless, of course, you want them with you.
No. I could use a couple of days alone.
Great.
All right, we got to work under a couple of assumptions here. The only way to find Jack is through Drazen. The only way to get to Drazen is if Alexis takes us there. So we've got to devote all of our resources to finding Alexis.
Yeah, but he shed the trackers.
I know. So we use a satellite, run computer simulators. Yeah.
George, it's me.
Jack, you all right?
Yeah, Drayson let me go, but I can't come in yet.
What do you mean you can't come in?
George, listen to me. Tell Terry I'm out. I know she's worried about me. If Drayson calls, don't tell him that we talked. It'll put Kim in danger.
Fine, but Jack, let us help you.
George, I gotta go.
I don't know what the sound of that.
What do you think he's doing?
Drayson let him go for a reason. Jack won't let us help him. He won't tell us what he's doing. Whatever he's doing, he's trying to protect Kim. What's the one thing we know for sure that Drayson wants?
Palmer dead.
Jane, connect me with the Palmer suite, Secret Service.
What's happening? What's wrong?
I can't stop the internal bleeding.
Do not let him die. Alexei! Do something!
I'm sorry. There's nothing more I can do.
No, leave us. We're family.
First mother of Martina. Now Alexis. And it's Bauer.
Andre, not yet. We still need her.
No, oh, him. Let him hear her
Andre.
Die.
Andre!
Could you wait for me, please? Thanks. Well?
He wants to see me.
When?
Tonight.
He didn't waste much time, huh? How are you doing?
I told you before, if you're really uncomfortable...
No. Patty, please. Don't patronize me. You feel uncomfortable. But not because you're ready to be with my husband. You feel uncomfortable because you're doing it with my knowledge and consent.
Why are you doing this, Mrs. Palmer?
It's important for David's career that I have his full confidence. And I no longer have that.
And you want me to get it?
Yes. And report back to me.
We both know what it's going
to... Yes. We do.
And you're okay with
it? No, I never said I was okay with it. But I'm willing to accept it. Because it's necessary. Your elevator's waiting.
Yes, just make sure that Palmer has an extra layer of security.
Yes, I know.
Hey, Nina, got a minute?
Hold on.
This is important.
Paul, we're done. Okay. What?
The schematics of the detention facility where they were holding Victor Drazen?
Yeah?
They've been tampered with.
Who has access to these archives?
Division and District.
Would you be able to find out who's had access to these in the last month?
Yeah.
We'll do it. The sooner the better.
You think we're dealing with a second dirty agent?
Yeah.
What's Tony want?
He was just telling me why it was so hard to pick up a thread on Drazen.
Listen, I need your help. Terry Bauer is a basket case.
I don't know what you think I can do.
You're good with her. You calm her down. Come on. I got to deal with Chappelle. You know, DOD is still trying to pass
her. All right.
She's in the conference room.
I know.
Is it over? Did they make the trade?
Jack's safe. He's no longer a hostage.
Is he on his way?
We don't know where he is.
What?
He called in to tell us he was okay, but he didn't say anything else.
Why not?
I think it's because Drazen wants him to do something else.
That doesn't make any sense. Why would he do anything for that man?
I think it's to protect Kim.
What are you talking about?
Terry, the reason that Kim isn't back is because...
No, just listen to me.
We think that's where Jack is now. He's trying to bring Kim back. He's not communicating with us to protect her. I'm sorry.
The task we've given your father is a simple one.
And if he does it, will you let me go?
We will see.
Jack, I just got your message.
Senator, I need to see you right away.
Yeah, your office said you might be coming over.
I am coming there.
Why?
I have a message from Victor Drazen.
Yeah, they also say that Drazen has your daughter and that you could be a threat. They've added to my security. And Secret Service has been instructed not to let you anywhere near me.
Senator, they do have my daughter, but I'm not coming there to harm you in any way.
What does Drazen want you to do?
He wants to speak to you on the phone at 10:45. He's given me a scramble phone so that it can't be traced.
What does he want to talk to me about?
About money. Senator, I'll explain everything as soon as I get there. Just tell your people to let me through.
Drazen's people who are holding your daughter hostage want me dead. You're asking a lot, Jack.
Senator, they had my wife and daughter earlier this morning, and I still managed to save your life. I'm not coming there to harm you in any way. I give you my word, sir.
Hi.
Anyone see you come up?
No, I was careful.
Why don't you sit down?
Well, how much time do we have?
Don't worry about that. I have something I want to tell you, Patty.
Yes?
You're fired. Pack up. Get out. And don't bother to ask me or anyone else on my staff for a reference. Prospective employers won't like what I'll have to say.
I don't understand.
I know what you're doing. You're working with my wife against me.
Senator, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to deceive you like this. It's just that your wife insisted, and I didn't know what to say.
No would have done it.
I know. I know I should have. It's just that she can be pretty scary sometimes.
So can I.
Senator, obviously I have made a terrible mistake in judgment. And if there's anything I can do to earn a second chance...
I want you out of this hotel in 30 minutes.
You gotta take a look at this. Now, these are the six people that have accessed the detention facility archives, right? Now, the first five were just doing scheduled backups. Here's the sixth.
George? George is the mole?
It's possible. He accessed that file 4 days ago. Why would he have done that if he wasn't involved? You gotta call Chappelle.
No, you need to shut down his network access. You can't let anything go in or out.
Okay, I just gotta figure out how I'm gonna do it.
Downstairs.
Downstairs?
Yeah. In room 907. With Patty.
What?
Save your energy, Sherry. No need to act surprised. I fired her.
Your problem, David.
You think everyone's conspiring against you, when in fact we're just trying to help.
We're putting another woman in my bed. Do you realize how sick that is?
Oh, come on. We chose a certain life, and we chose that a long time ago. It's not about a house in the suburbs and PTA meetings. And whether you're willing to accept it or not, we serve a higher purpose.
You are not qualified to talk about higher purposes.
Oh, I'm not.
No, you're not.
We are about to move into the White House. That's right. We. You and I. And all the issues, all the politics, all the hard work that's going to help get us there. I'm as much a part of that as you. So don't even try to deny it.
Please, Sherry, don't go there.
I'm not begrudging a single thing, David. I don't need the limelight.
You sent her to spy on me.
That's right. And do you want to know why?
Yes, I do.
Because you need me to look out for you. And if you cut me out of your inner circle, like you threatened earlier today, you will fail in every way. You need me, David.
What?
Jack Bauer just arrived, sir.
I'll be out in a moment. We're not done here. Jack.
Senator.
Convincing Secret Service to allow you to come up here to see me was difficult enough. They're not going to let me out of their sight.
Senator, that's fine. All that matters is that you talk to Victor Drazen when he calls, listen to his demands, and cooperate.
How did he get your daughter? I thought she was being protected.
I did too. Look, Senator, we don't have much time. He could call any second.
Okay, you said this was about money.
Yes. $200 million of his was frozen after he was abducted.
And?
He wants it. He says you have the necessary clearance to get it back to him. He's going to give you instructions when he calls.
That's why Drazen sent you here? To get me to release his funds?
As soon as he has confirmation on the wire transfer, he's going to ask me to take action against you.
To kill me?
Yes. Of course, I would never do you any harm, Senator. You know that. He has my daughter. I'm just trying to buy some time.
Jack, I don't have the authority to transfer those funds. And Drazen knows that.
What do you mean?
He knows our system. That money's gone. To be honest with you, I don't think that's the real reason he's calling.
Senator, please, answer this phone.
Okay, Jack. I'll do what I can. I'll tell him what he wants to hear. I can't guarantee he'll buy it.
Thank you.
This is David Palmer.
Senator Palmer, it must be nice being reunited with your friend Jack Bauer.
What do you want? Drazen. Drazen.
He knows he can't get the money. Senator.
No!
Detonation of this magnitude had to be military plastic. See if you can get a powder residue. We'll try and trace it.
Yes, sir.
Where is he? Where is he?
Ma'am, this area is not safe.
Let her through. It's okay. Just calm down.
Calm down.
Now, where's Keith and Nicole?
Downstairs. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Oh, God.
Senator.
Sherry, this is Jack Bauer from CTU. The man that saved my life twice today.
Mrs. Palmer.
The man that put your life in danger.
Sherry, please.
Hey, the status report on the senator.
Don't answer that yet. Senator, we need to talk about this. My daughter.
Tell them you don't know yet.
This is Ron. We don't have a 20 on the senator yet.
Copy that.
What's going on?
The man that planned this explosion needs to believe that it was a success.
Wait a minute. You mean you want the world to think that David is dead?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely not. David, what's this all about?
His daughter's being held hostage.
But we can't have people thinking that David was assassinated. It's preposterous.
If we don't, ma'am, my daughter will die.
Then what do you suggest we do, Mr. Bauer?
We keep the senator quarantined for the next few hours. We leak a story to the press that he was killed in the explosion.
You've got to be kidding.
I've never been more serious in my life.
It's not going to happen. David, tell him.
Talking about the life of a young, innocent girl here, Sherry.
David, we cannot keep playing games with the public and expect to keep their trust.
Senator, if we're going to do this, we need to do this now.
Go downstairs, bring the children up. Talk to no one. I mean it.
I need all the Secret Service agents that have seen the senator. Sir, who is your senior chief of staff?
Mike Novick.
And Mr. Novick as well will brief them at the same time. As soon as Mr. Palmer's family gets here, no one is to enter or exit this area. Is that understood?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Now, Sheriff.
I'm very sorry, Senator.
Don't worry about it. Are you sure this is going to work?
It has to.
Hey, Almeida. What's going on with my network access?
What do you mean?
I can't get into archives. I can't access Palmer's itinerary.
I'll call ITS.
I don't have time for that. Are you up?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, here it is. Okay, so Palmer's still going to Dallas tomorrow. I'll call Secret Service and find out what time his plane leaves.
Division's got it covered. I mean, I don't think we have
to wait. Hey, Tony, real simple. Call Secret Service, find out what time his plane leaves. And get my network up and running.
What happened?
Well, he found out he's cut off.
Not only that, he seems overly interested in what happens to Palmer after he leaves L.A.
We should alert Chappelle.
No, not yet.
If we go to Chappelle without evidence, he's going to slice us up.
What about his access?
I'm going to have to restore it.
All right, but monitor everything and send it to me.
All right.
Put it up on all the monitors. Everybody, eyes on monitors.
Events are unfolding by the minute in this tragic and stunning development. The hotel has been sealed off, and only a limited number of authorized personnel are being allowed inside. But we have just heard from a spokesperson from the Palmer camp who has just confirmed that Senator David Palmer has been killed in an explosion. There is speculation this may be related to this morning's assassination attempt, but at this time, no one has been arrested.
We did it, Father. We did it.
Yes.
All right. I'll take care of the girl, then we can leave.
Do not do anything until we know that Jack Bauer is dead. Do nothing.
Sir, I just contacted Mike Novick. He's on his way.
Good. Agent Bauer, it's for you. Thank you.
Yeah.
A very lucky man, Mr. Bauer.
I was calling to confirm your death. I see you've survived.
Andre, I have an offer to make you. You've already killed Senator Palmer. I'm the last person on your list. I'll make you a trade, me for my daughter.
Come to Port of Los Angeles, Dock 11A.
What kind of assurances do I have that you'll let her go when I arrive?
Sadly, none. But we've decided the sins of the father need not be visited upon her.
Port of Los Angeles, Dock 11A. I'll be there in 30 minutes.
And Jack?
If you bring your colleagues or involve them in any way, we'll know.
I understand. I have to go alone. Good luck. Thank you, sir.
Why are you doing this to us?
Yeah, Jack, I can tell him. But you should really let us help you on this.
No, I can't. Not yet.
Well, at least give us a general position so we can be nearby.
Nina, I said no. If Victor Drace has got someone else working on the inside, it could put Kim in danger.
Right.
Let me speak to Terry.
Okay. Jack. Jack?
Hey, sweetheart, how you holding up?
Jack, where are you? Do you know about Kim?
Yes. I'm on my way to pick her up. She's fine.
Where is she?
I can't say right now, sweetheart, but I promise you soon, she's going to be with you.
Thank God. What, Jack, what do you mean she? What about you?
I'm sorry. I meant to say both of us.
Okay. I don't think I can take much more of this. I need you both here, Jack.
I know, sweetheart. Look, it's almost over. Just hang in there, okay?
Okay.
Terry.
What?
love you.
I love you too, Jack. Honey, there's something I have to tell you. I've been waiting for the right time.
What is it?
You're gonna be a father. Again.
What are you saying, that you're pregnant?
Well, yes, that's generally how it works, Jack. Jack?
I'm still here. I'm sorry, it was the last thing I thought you were gonna say. Are you all right with this? Are you happy about this?
Oh, yes, I am. I keep thinking that maybe it's the second chance we've been talking about. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Are you happy about it?
Yes. Yes, I'm happy about it. I'm very, very happy.
Good. Are you sure everything's okay?
Yeah. Sweetheart, I promise you everything is gonna be okay. It's just been a really, really long day.
Just get on back here so we can all go home, okay?
Okay. Terry, I love you so much.
I love you too, Jack. I'll see you soon.
And his sister once, she was full of life, like you.
She was a photographer, took hundreds of pictures. I used to love looking at them.
I can't do that anymore.
You know how she died? Has anyone told you?
Your father killed her.
My father would never kill innocent people.
He wanted to know, now I'm telling you.
I don't believe you.
Well, he says it was an accident. You know, when a man goes halfway around the world to set off a bomb, he's responsible for any accidents that result.
Has your father ever talked about his work? About where he goes, those long trips overseas. Of course not.
He can't.
Because he's a criminal.
My father is a good man.
No. He's not.
Palmer's still alive. The suite at his hotel blew up, but apparently he got out unscathed.
Why the news reports?
I haven't been fully debriefed, but I guess it makes sense as a defensive strategy. Palmer's safe as long as the hitters think he's dead. So, this goes no further than the three of us until the public's been made aware that he survived, right?
What about the perpetrators?
It's unclear. Our intel is being refreshed by Secret Service as we speak. So,
State your stations, start rebuilding profiles based on the incoming information, and we'll have a new plan in place within the hour. Have either of you spoken to Jack since the first time he called?
Not me.
Doesn't matter. It's all over soon anyway.
Have you talked to Jack?
Yeah, he called, but he won't let us help him. I know it's kind of cold. Do you mind if I have some coffee?
You'll drown.
Skočila je sonak nasip.
Evo, ja ću.
Ne skidajte oči s vodi, mora negdje da izrodi.
Da li ju vidiš? Da li ju vidiš? Ne, pa u vodi je pati. Ode, ode.
Do this without the girl.
Bauer has no choice but to trust us.
Da?
Jelena je.
A što zovete?
Palmer nije mrtav.
On?
Bila je zavara da poverujete. Naravno, da bismo održali djevojku živu i zdravu.
Sigurni ste?
Sigurna sam.
there you are. We just got some new intel from Langley.
Oh, good.
Yeah, take a look at this.